This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Just like God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Anytime something moves us, or we move a meeting, or we move to another building, or we do something new, like build a coffee bar in the foyer without telling nobody, it upsets some people. If you love coffee, however, you're pretty thrilled about the idea of having a coffee bar in the foyer of the church. Amen? But the truth is we don't mind if our nation changes. We don't mind if our politics change. We don't mind if our health insurance changes. Just don't mess with my church. We don't want the church to change. Amen? I don't know, but how many of you, I don't know. I just believe that I might be by myself, but I don't think I am. I just don't believe that God intends for the church to be rigid, to be so stuck in a way of doing things that we miss the opportunity of whether or not God's moving into something new because we have our certain belief systems or our certain traditions of how we ought to think church ought to be done, and we're the carriers of rituals and traditions. Amen? I believe that the church has to be the catalyst for change in the neighborhood. I believe if the neighborhood's really going to change, then the church is going to be the one that changes the neighborhood. And in order for the neighborhood and the church to be the one to change the neighborhood, then the church has got to be able to change. A church has got to be fluid. It's got to be moving. Amen. We got to be advancers of everything in the kingdom of God that he sends to us. Amen. In fact, the Bible declares in Romans 1:17 that the just shall live by faith. Everybody say it with me. The just shall live by faith. Let me just say it another way. The righteous thrive in the middle of unpredictable change. See, the whole idea of faith is you just don't know the outcome. If you knew the outcome, you wouldn't need faith. Nah, come on, stay with me. Amen. The truth is everybody wants to live by faith until they have to live by faith. Then nobody don't want to live by faith. We all want guarantees. How many of you know most folks say, I want to live by faith. And then they get in a very unpredictable circumstance in the middle of their life that makes them have to believe God for the answer. And it's not coming to them the way they thought it was. The next thing you know, they're petrified and out of their mind. I don't know why God would make me go through this. I was supposed to be blessed. Come on, amen. Can I go a little bit deeper? Yes. Is this all right? Yes. You can't put new wine in an old wineskin. Come on, huh? So how many of you know the container you got may not hold what God wants to do in your life? So what if God wants to change our framework here at Truth Church? What if he wants to change our corporate structure? What if he wants to change the way we do business? Amen. What if he wants us to change so that we can be more effective in the community? What if he wants you to change so this church can be more effective in the community? What if God's going to ask you to do something that you're not really prepared for him to do it, but he's going to ask you to do it anyway? How are you going to handle that? Because the track record for most people in the church is they don't handle it very well. Huh? I believe God's going to do some things right here that's going to blow your mind. People are going to walk in here on Sunday morning and... What is he doing now? He was crazy when he was a youth pastor. Who in the world gave him the keys to a church? Yes, come on. And what happens is we just get busy trying to hang on to the way it is. We don't want nobody to mess with it. Amen. What if God wants to switch out some of your wineskin? Huh? What if he's not interested in showing up in a suit every Sunday? He might want to dress you up in a Hawaiian shirt. He might have you come in the back door singing Tiny Bubbles. I don't know. Whatever. Go on, amen. Listen, when you get locked up in this thing, well, I just want a little old church where there ain't no problem. We can just have our little church meeting and have our Bible study, and we're just going to sit in the church, and we just go wait on Jesus to come and get us. Sing hymns in the glory till the rapture comes, and let everybody else go on to hell. That's really where they want to be anyway. You can tell by the way they act. Hey, no, God ain't in that. You ain't doing nothing but taking that real estate. See, God likes to work through everybody. He likes to come from all different kind of backgrounds, all shapes, sizes, all colors, all denominations, all influences, all over the world. God's not, let me help somebody right now. God is not an American. Just let that settle on you for a minute. God ain't getting up in the morning pledging allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Come on. See, the same God that works through T.D. Jake saying, get ready, get ready, get ready. I mean, that's how he does it. Get ready. T.D. Jake. Ah, get ready. I got that one down. Is that Jake's? He can also work through Benny Hinn. Pick him up, Charlie. Pick him up. Pick him up, Charlie. Pick him up. Right? Knock him down again. Bam, pick him up, Charlie. Pick him up. Same God. Come on, amen. You can work through Kenneth Copeland going, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I love Kenneth Copeland, y'all know, okay? Same God can work through him, can work through you. He works through all of us. He don't have a systematic way of doing it. Amen? And he wants to give you a new container. He wants to bust up your old container, give you some new wineskin so he can work in you to do some things that you never thought you could do before in your life. You just got to be willing to change. And you got to get out of that traditional mindset of this is how church is. And let me just help you with how church really is, because the church that you think is the real church really ain't the real church, because 40 years before the church that you thought was the real church was the real church, at least that's what they thought, and 100 years before that, they thought they had the real church. Because they have all changed. Otherwise, I'd be standing up here in a toga with little leaves around my head. Y'all ain't helping. Come on now. Because that's really where the first church was. All the men were wearing dresses, if we're going to be real about it. Y'all just going to have to deal with me. I'm not real deep. This is all I got, so just hang in there. Most of the time, we just want God to say to God, God, don't tell me who I am. This is who I am. Work with what you got. And God's saying, no. I want to create in you what you need to be so you can live the destiny of your life. Ready or not, here I come. Somebody shout, ready or not, here we come. Now watch this. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now how many know that looks like God killed him? Come on. He said, Moses, my servant, I know this is going to mess with some of your theology, but it's true. I don't know this for a fact, but the Bible says that Moses and God went off for a walk, and only God came back. And when God came back, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, I don't write books, but to me, it looks like God killed him. And God buried him, too. If God hadn't have buried him, they would have found out where he was, propped him up like an idol, and worshipped Moses. God buried him where nobody could find him. Amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Listen. There are some things in your life that if God does not bring them to a close, you will never bring them to a close. Because you don't know how to let go of them. That's why some of us got some stuff in our life. We keep trying to revive it, and that stuff ain't never going to revive itself because that season in your life is over. Somebody say it's over. It's over. Amen. See, I mean, you know, some of you keep trying to go back and pick up things where they were, and that's not the will of God for your life. God's getting ready to move you into something that you've never done before, and he's working a process in you to get you ready for what's next. Amen? See, God wants to give you a new container. Somebody shout a new container. A new day for your life, a new level of living, a new dimension in him. And he's in order to do that, he's got to bring some things in your life to a close. That's why it was God that buried Moses. He had to finish that off. Listen to me. Many times in our spiritual mentality, we think because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because he's our fortress, because he's our rock, he's our strong tower, we tend to believe that's how he is as God. That's how he rules. He's a rock that never moves. He's a fortress that never changes. He's a strong tower. He's God that changes not. But the truth of the matter of that statement is that is God's nature towards us. When it comes to you and I, his nature doesn't change. When it comes to you and I, he's a fortress. When it comes to you and I, he's a rock in our lives. Amen? He's a firm foundation. He's a strong tower. If he loves you today, he's going to love you tomorrow, and he's going to love you forever, because he is God and he changes not. That's his attitude and his nature towards you as people, as his children. Amen? Nevertheless, that is not his nature as God. That's just his nature towards you. In fact, when you describe God according to the law of hermeneutics, according to the laws of interpretation of Scripture, the law of first mention. How many know what the law of first mention is in the Bible? Law of first mention says if it was stated in the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, then it is stated about the attributes of God throughout the entire Bible, the entire canon of Scriptures. God doesn't change. If it's true about him in the beginning, it's true about him in the book of Revelation. It says this in Genesis chapter 1. It says, God created the heavens and the earth. Somebody shout, the heavens and the earth. So what does that tell you? God is a creator. He don't change from that. He's a creator. Amen. He's creative. God is not into sameness. He's into creativeness. Amen. He's always creating new ways. That's why some people got healed with spit in their eye, and some people got healed when they went down into a pool and got washed. Some people got healed when he touched them. Other people had to go take a bath. He didn't do everything the same way. What he was looking for was simple obedience. And then the creative power of God was released into people's lives. Amen. The next verse in Genesis says this, and darkness covered the face of the waters, and the earth was without form and void. But watch this. The Spirit of God was moving. That tells you right there that God is moving. His Spirit was moving. Amen. That means this. God is a mobile God. God's on the move, amen? And if you're going to live with God, then you need to understand that God is always on the move in your life. There's always growth. There's always movement. There's always levels of growth. God's not going to keep you how you are every day. That's why when you first get born again in the kingdom of God, you have a limited revelation of what it means to be a Christian. But after you've been walking with Jesus for a while and you spend some time with the Lord, then how many of you know your revelation gets a little bit deeper? You understand a little bit more about God. Some of the things that when you got saved in your life, they begin to fall off because you get a deeper revelation of what his love is. Come on, is this all right? Is everybody okay? Amen. He's moving. Not only is he going to be creative, he's going to be mobile. In other words, wherever you found him last year, he probably ain't going to be there this year. Nah, let it just sink in. Just hang on. You go get it. Why? Because he's moved out from there. He is continually doing new things through his Spirit. He's continually moving people in places of revelation, places of healing. He's continually bringing us into new revelation. He's continually bringing us into new wisdom. He's continually bringing us into a new understanding. That's why you go to church, actually, so you can get greater knowledge. How dumb would it be for you to go to church every Sunday and never learn anything and just stay the same? Well, I'm dumb as a box of rocks because God never changes. Come on, is this helping anybody? So that means, how many of you know if we ever see a God who never changes or never brings us into change, then we're going to be ending up living in a place where we only have partial victories in our life, where we never break through to the next thing. Let me explain what I mean. When God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. I mean, Moses was God's man to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now, by his own disobedience and his own anger, Moses actually removed himself from going into the promised land because he disobeyed God. Everybody know the story, right? He was told to do something, didn't do it, disobeyed God. And God said, that's it. Thank you for getting them this far, but you can't go into the promised land, Moses. Everybody okay? God told him to do one thing one way. Moses did another way. Now he ain't allowed to go into the promised land. Now, well, listen. The devil did not do that to Moses. Devil didn't do it. Moses did that. Moses removed himself from the ability to enter into the promised land by his own actions. And because he removed himself from being able to lead the people into the promised land, then by default, he could no longer be their leader because he couldn't go. Amen? And not because Moses was a bad man. God loved Moses. He was friends with God. God worked through Moses. God used Moses to deliver his people. Amen? But this is the truth. People can never go where the leader can't go. If their leader can't go there, then they can't go there. So Moses had to be removed as the leader in order for the people to be able to head on into the promised land. Is everybody okay? How many of you recognize in this congregation, if you don't pray for me and Kim for any other reason, you ought to pray over us for that reason? Because you can't go where we don't go if you're submitted in this house. You're limited by my limitations. So you ought to pray for me that God gives me divine revelation every day of this week and every day of every week of the year, every week of the month and every month of the year, that God would bless me and bless my wife for divine revelation so that where I can go, you can go. Is everybody all right? How many know the anointing flows down? It don't flow up. It flows down from the head to the beard to the garment. That's why when I pray for people that are over me in my life, I pray that they're blessed. I pray that they're expanded. I pray that their tent pegs are expanded because I want the anointing that's on them to flow down into my life. So that where I'm submitted and where our covering is, it's a blessing to me. And if it's a blessing to me, then it's a blessing to you. Is everybody okay? Now listen, when Moses could not go, he was keeping the people from going. So what are you saying, Pastor? Here's what I'm saying. When there are things in your life that cannot make the trip to your new season, God brings those things in your life to an end. And not because he doesn't love you or he doesn't love Moses, but because there's a greater victory for you in your life. If you can get out of Egypt and move into the promise, the things in your life are keeping you from the promise. So those things got to come to an end in order for you to enter into what's next. Is this okay? Everybody still with me? Amen? So that means that when you and I got issues in our life, when we got issues or we got relationships, we got bad relationships or bad habits or we got poor memories, we got all kinds of things that we've tried to carry over into our lives from previous seasons. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, they ain't going to make the trip with you. They cannot make the trip with you into your new season. And as long as you hold on to those things, you ain't going into your new season. You're going to be standing right there at the Jordan River looking at the promise across the river but never getting into the promise because you can't let go of the things in your life that you need to let go of to get you over into your promise. Come on, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.